I'm Erin Brinker.
I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA AM 1050 and FM 106.5. So excited to welcome to the show Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the executive director of the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges, weaving a passion for illness prevention into her professional life. Dr. Yanez's career has spanned advocacy, academia, patient care, and public health. As AANMC executive director, Dr. Yanez oversees research and advocacy efforts and the joint academic endeavors of the accredited colleges of naturopathic medicine. Additionally, she helps spread awareness of naturopathic medicine as a viable and satisfying career path in North America and worldwide. And so I'm still new on the board. I just want to give everybody a warning. I hope we've lined this up correctly. Dr. Yanez, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me
morning.
Okay?
Yes, we can. That's great. So I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
Thank you so very much for having me. I'm actually a new transplant to the Inland Empire as well. So thank you and welcome.
Well, welcome home to the Inland Empire.
Thanks so much.
So tell us about the AANMC and the work that you're doing there.
Absolutely. So the AANMC supports the 7 accredited naturopathic medical colleges in North America. We are basically the umbrella arm for all of the naturopathic medical education that happens in the North American continent. And so it's really exciting, the work we're doing. We actually just came off of a week-long series of meetings in conjunction with the Association of Naturopathic Medical, the American Association of Naturopathic Medicine, and their conference. And our deans met, our chief medical officers met, the presidents of the colleges all met, and we really just spearheaded the growth and the direction for naturopathic medicine moving into the future. And it's just so exciting.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. Now, where are these I'm putting you on the spot because this is not one of the questions that were sent by your publicist, but where are the naturopathic colleges in the United States?
Absolutely. So the naturopathic colleges are located really across the United States. So there are three colleges on the West Coast. So there's the Bastyr University in Seattle. There is the National University of Natural Medicine. They just recently changed their name. They're in the Portland area. There is Bastyr University, which is in San Diego. They have a campus in San Diego. And then there's the Southwest College in Phoenix, National University of Health Sciences in Lombard, Illinois, just outside of Chicago, University of Bridgeport in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and then two colleges in Canada, Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in Toronto and Boucher Institute in Vancouver.
Now, this is the same kind of degree as, I mean, it's a doctorate degree, so you finish a bachelor's degree and then go on to study naturopathic medicine. Is that correct?
Yes. So there's a bachelor's that's required, as well as all of the pre-medical prerequisite courses, so biology, chemistry, the pre-med courses, a solid GPA, and then you apply to naturopathic medical school either through our central application system or individually through some of the member colleges. And then really what we expect from our from our prospective students and applicants is a solid passion. I think one of the amazing things that we see with our naturopathic students is they all say they are so passionate about this medicine and what they want to bring to the table, and to have a medicine that matches their own personal philosophies and ethics and, you know, desire to make the world a better place, and to do that through helping patients live as healthfully as possible.
Now, Tobin, my co-host and husband, has an uncle who's a doctor of naturopathy. I think he went to school in Portland. Tobin, is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. And
Dr. Francis Brinker is his name.
I'll share with you that growing up and having him as a doctor of naturopathic medicine was really quite interesting, because he would come and visit us, and we would go for walks, and wherever we went, he could identify the various plants and their medicinal qualities. In fact, I think that's his specialty.
He's written several books on that are far more clinical than I can understand.
but it's fascinating. And if you chew on this particular plant, it'll help with gastrointestinal issues. If you chew on this one, it'll help with a headache or whatever. And just fascinating what he could do. And instead of the idea of going to a pharmacy, that you could actually change what you're eating and change sort of some basic lifestyle things and get healthy. And just really a fascinating approach to medicine. And growing up with someone like that in the family, I think, really opened my eyes to how much control we have over our health and how we've become so reliant on the pharmaceutical industry to solve our problems, when in fact there's just a lot of stuff around us that could be helping us if we just had a little more knowledge.
Well, your dad is actually well regarded in the profession, and I've heard his name, I've read his books, and very, very thankful to be here speaking with his son and daughter-in-law. It's really wonderful.
It's his
like
uncle.
Like you said. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. It's his uncle. I don't want to misspeak. It's
Uncle.
Francis
I'm sorry.
Is Tobin is my husband's uncle.
Yes.
Gotcha. I misheard. Thank you.
So tell us more about the profession, because I think I would love to see more people go into this. I think that it needs to be something that is becomes normal. I mean, we need to, you know, like I said, stop running to the pharmacy, run out in the backyard maybe, and find the stuff that we need to help ourselves be healthy.
Well, you know, that's exactly where naturopathic physicians excel. So our medicine is based on the founding principles of naturopathic medicine. First, do no harm. But the remainder of the principles really rely on our body's innate ability to heal itself, which naturopathic doctors call the vis medicatrix naturae. So it's the natural healing ability of our body. And if you just give it what it needs and take away any of the obstacles to cure, our body actually has a really amazing ability to fix itself. You know, in medical school, we learn about homeostasis, which are the ways that the body balances and regulates itself. And really, if we just give it the tools, often things that, like you said, you can find in nature. We're really able to help ourselves live a better lifestyle and focus on the core issues of health. Naturopathic doctors also firmly believe in focusing on the root causes of illness and treating the individual person. And so as that happens, we're really dealing with the core issue of why somebody is sick and not so much just patching up. I liken it to driving a car. So if your engine light comes on, well, there are a couple ways of dealing with that. You can take it in to get serviced. You can have them check out all of the features. Well, it could be something electrical, or it could be your engine. Or you could just unplug the light and make it go away. And sometimes what we do is is unplug that engine light, you know, or cover it up with some tape and, yeah, you know, and envision that it's not really there. Where naturopathic doctors really focus on the root cause, what's making that engine light turn on, what's causing your headaches, not just go ahead and take an Advil or an ibuprofen, but what's the root cause of that headache? Is it dehydration? Is it stress? Is it muscle tension? Is it something, you know, physically out of line in your body? Is it a bad job or a bad worker ergonomics? You know, there are so many things. Or is it a brain tumor? And so, you know, that's the thing about naturopathic medical school. Like you said, it is 4 years of accredited medical school, and so we learn to diagnose and treat and refer when appropriate. And so when there are times where we need to work within the integrative system and conventional doctors, you know, it's nothing for a naturopathic doctor to call up an internist or a neurologist or an endocrinologist or a cardiologist and say, hey, you know, I've got this patient with X complaint. I'd like to send them over and have a further workup before I move forward with them to make sure that they're safe and okay. And so that's really how naturopathic doctors work within the system as part of the integrative team.
So I want to keep you over the break. Do you have time to stay with us through the commercial break?
Absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we are talking with Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the executive director of the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges, and very, very interesting and engaging conversation. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA AM 1050 and FM 106.5. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA AM 1050 and FM 106.5. We continue our conversation with Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the executive director of the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges. And Dr. Yanez, we were talking about, you know, all the benefits of naturopathic medicine. And so tell us, what is the process of getting into naturopathic medicine, and then what do most of your graduates do once they finish with their medical degree?
Those are really great questions. So the process of getting into naturopathic medical school is very similar to conventional medical school. As I said earlier, you have to have completed successfully the prerequisites, which are mostly pre-med courses, have an application into the medical colleges. The MCAT, actually, though, is not a requirement for entrance into the profession. And then you've got 4 years of rigorous medical school. The first 2 years are predominantly the biomedical sciences, anatomy, physiology, dissection lab, and so on. And then we get into the clinical sciences, and that's really where the medicine differs and is unique to naturopathic medicine, where you're learning things like those botanical herbs that your uncle used to take you out on, yeah, on walks, learning about vitamins, supplements, nutrition, mind-body counseling, traditional Chinese medicine can be part of the curriculum. Physical manipulation can also be part of the curriculum. So the application is really looking for a student who is interested in this whole body, whole systems approach to care. And so, you know, it's one of the things that we talk to our prospective students about is really showing that you want to be a naturopathic doctor, that you've done your homework. Maybe you visited a naturopathic doctor yourself as a patient, or you've shadowed one, or you've talked to them, or Skyped with one, visited the colleges, and really have a full understanding of the profession. Now, to answer your question about what NDs do afterwards, you know, the most common treated diseases that NDs see range anywhere from things like chronic pain and allergies, cancer, anxiety, depression, autoimmune disease, infertility, and fatigue. You know, those are the types of things that we see folks with, real chronic issues, chronic disease. And so when we see naturopathic doctors out in practice, they tend to be focusing on those types of things, on endocrinology, on women's medicine, on pediatrics, on psych and psychiatric issues. And so there are a lot of ways that naturopathic doctors can practice if they choose to practice. But then the exciting thing, one of the really new things that we're seeing and tracking with our grads, is their ability to go out and fashion a work-life balance that really is a great one for their individual needs. We've got young parents who may want to tailor a career to a young child's lifestyle and have some more time to be home with their kids. And, you know, so they may have a part-time practice, or you can have docs who are working in media like yourselves. There are a lot of naturopathic doctors who are very successful in media outlets. They're writing books, they're presenting, they're at conferences and consulting to wellness corporations and big industry. Some will serve as administrators in healthcare systems. You know, really the sky is the limit. You know, I think the beauty of the naturopathic degree is it teaches you not only the science, but the art of medicine and all of these other tools in your toolbox that you have to help people get well and stay well.
So not to interrupt, but do naturopathic doctors, do they interact with conventional medical doctors? Like, will you go to a medical group and they'll have, like, a conventional doctor and a naturopathic doctor? Do they work in the same hospital setting? How do they work together?
Absolutely. So naturopathic doctors tend to be more in an outpatient-type setting.
Okay.
However, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, I don't know if you've ever heard of them,
mm-hmm.
They have hospitals all across the United States. And they employ naturopathic physicians at every single one of their hospitals as part of the cancer team. And so a patient would see their conventional oncologist, they would see their nutritionist, they would see their naturopathic physician, maybe their acupuncturist or their spiritual counselor. They would have a full body, full wellness approach to their cancer care. And that's just one example of many. But as I said in my example earlier, you know, NDs are trained to diagnose and treat, but we also recognize that we're part of the healthcare team and we have a unique skill set that makes us very valuable. But we also have limitations, and those limitations are, you know, when it comes to something that is outside of our scope of practice, we know when to refer, we know how to work within the healthcare team. And so, like you said, you know, we may be in part of an integrative practice with a medical doctor, an osteopathic physician, nurse practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists, and so on, and nurses as part of the full healthcare team.
Now, are there certain conditions where a patient may want to choose, let's say, a naturopathic physician over a conventional doctor? And why would they do that?
You know, I think that there is so much benefit for folks, really, even without illness conditions, we can all do better when it comes to living healthier lives. And so I can't say that there's one specific condition that you would see a naturopathic doctor over a conventional physician. However, there really are so many areas that in health, like I mentioned, the top diseases that folks come to see MDs for, like chronic pain, like cardiovascular disease or diabetes or cancer or allergies or gastrointestinal issues, where you know, those things really are helped very much so with naturopathic medicine. There was a Canadian Medical Journal article that discussed the role of naturopathic medicine in cardiovascular disease. And so, you know, there are a number of areas where we're really excelling. I think women's medicine is another place that naturopathic doctors see a lot of patients. About 50%, a little over 50% of the visits to NDs are women's medicine cases.
So I have to say, I have Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune thyroid disease, and
yes.
I was really frustrated not making any progress with my disease. I've had it for 15 years, and I saw a naturopathic physician here in the Redlands area, and she really helped me and it was with food. I mean, I cut out gluten from my diet, and I had no idea what it was doing to me. I just knew I felt lousy all the time. And it took a naturopathic doctor to put me in that right direction. So I see an endocrinologist, but, you know, naturopathy really supported that.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are times where you could see a naturopathic physician alone. And there are times where, like you said, you might be working with both as part of your team, and maybe even other docs as part of that team.
So we have about... Sorry. We have about 30 seconds left. How do people get a hold of you?
Okay, so aanmc.org. So that's aanmc.org is the association's website. And you can reach out to us with any questions. info@aanmc.org is the best email address to reach us at with any questions regarding
that. And one last question, too.
Tobin, we don't have time. Joanne Yanez, thank you so much for joining us today. So excited to have you with us. Please come back. We'd love to have a regular segment with you because we think this is really important. So thank you for joining us.
I'd love to. Thank you so much.
So I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050 and FM 106.5. Have a great day, everybody. Okay.